Thanks, Brad. Good morning. We have an update on the wanted men connected to a shooting attempt and burglary in Mendocino County. It all started Monday when a deputy pulled over a vehicle for expired registration. The vehicle instead launched into a 90-mile-per-hour chase on Highway 253. Officers were gaining on them when the passenger leaned out and started firing shots. One of the rounds hit the police car's radiator, and the suspects got away. Yesterday morning now, sheriff's deputies heard that suspect 30-year-old Christopher Skaggs was seen walking in the 3000 block of South State Street in Ukiah, where they caught him after a short foot chase. The other suspect is 33-year-old Walter Christopher Miller, the man who allegedly fired at officers Monday. Miller's whereabouts are unknown. He is considered not only armed and dangerous, but someone with a history of violent behavior. You can see his photo on Mendocino County Sheriff's website. Authorities are looking for answers after Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy in Fairhaven saw a white Toyota Sequoia parked at the boat ramp. The vehicle was backed up toward the water with its doors open. The deputy attempted to contact the driver to see what he was doing, but he sped away. After a short chase, the vehicle went off the road into the sand dunes. Deputies eventually caught up to the vehicle, but there was no driver in sight. License plate check revealed it was stolen. A short search in the area turned up a second stolen vehicle that had been stripped of valuables. It turned out that the second vehicle was stolen from a muffler business in Eureka. At this time, the suspect is unknown. Sheriff's Office is investigating the theft of approximately $1,000 in copper wire from new light stands erected at the McKinleyville High School football field. Deputies believe the theft happened sometime in the night of the 21st, and thieves used a hacksaw to cut the copper wire loose, pulling it from the light stands. The cost of rewiring the field is going to be expensive, and the damage done is extensive. Anyone with information about the copper wire is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. The Board of Supervisors will hold a community meeting tomorrow, gathering public input for the fiscal year budget. Responding to constituents who wish to have a greater say in major issues, the board will host a new kind of meeting, an interactive web-based meeting at 5 locations in the county. One location is in each supervisorial district. The community meeting will be held tomorrow from 6 until 8 p.m. It will also be broadcast on cable access channel 10. More KINS News after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
St. Joseph Hospital announced that Dr. Matthew Miller has been chosen as the new Chief Medical Officer for St. Joseph Health. Dr. Miller, an internist, has more than 20 years of experience and has practiced in Eureka since 1992 and moved to St. Joseph in 2008 as a member of the hospital staff. Dr. Miller has served in several other roles with St. Joe's over the years, including as the interim chief medical officer. Dr. Miller will oversee the medical staff at St. Joseph's and Redwood Memorial, and he received his bachelor's at Berkeley and his medical degree from USC. Deputies from the Sheriff's Community Response Team served a search warrant at 4 warehouses at the Inglewood Industrial Park in Red Crest. The Monday search of the warehouse revealed indoor marijuana grows in each, and deputies confiscated more than 800 growing plants from 3 of the warehouses, total value of about $400,000. It was determined the grow in the 4th warehouse met the state's medical cannabis guidelines and was not touched. No one was arrested at the scene. Although 4 suspects have been identified, warrants for their arrests have been issued. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.